Welcome to Breaking the Propaganda of Silence. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar, and I will be your host for this evening. Okay, well, this is CineSpace. Thank you so much for coming here. This event has been put on by Afghan Women's Mission and Rawa Supporters of Southern California. It took a small army of volunteers and a lot of labor to put this event together for you today in honor of Rawa, the Revolutionary Association of the Women of Afghanistan, the group for whom we are raising money today, and we hope lots of it. So we hope you've brought your wallets, in addition to, of course, the tickets that you paid for to come here today. I want to start by reading a small excerpt from a book that I co-authored with my partner, James Ingalls, called Bleeding Afghanistan, Washington Warlords and the Propaganda of Silence. Today is the fifth anniversary of the start of the U.S. bombing of Afghanistan. September 11th, 2001, cast an intense spotlight on Afghanistan, the nation that Amnesty International had designated the world's largest forgotten tragedy. Not since the December 1979 Soviet invasion did Afghanistan receive so much international attention. About the same size and population as Iraq, the country turned out to be a convenient testing ground for the Bush administration's concepts of imperial democracy and nation-building light, which were to be implemented later in Iraq, albeit with more resources and attention. The Afghan people were the perfect experimental subjects, impoverished, oppressed, and willing to accept any alternative to the Taliban. The alternative presented to them by the U.S. was called Operation Enduring Freedom. On October 7, 2001, less than a month after 9/11, the U.S. began bombing Afghanistan. The country had survived three invasions by Britain and one by the Soviet Union. Destroyed by 22 years of recent war, including the Soviet invasion, Afghans were under attack yet again, this time by the current superpower. In the end, the U.S. bombing raids on Afghanistan resulted in at least as many Afghan civilian fatalities as the 3,000 U.S. civilians killed on 9/11. A systematic study of press reports and eyewitness accounts by Professor Mark Harold of the University of New Hampshire revealed that between 3,000 and 3,400 civilians were killed directly by Operation Enduring Freedom. Several incidents documented by Human Rights Watch of U.S. bombs killing civilians highlighted the brutality of the campaign and disregard for the lives of the people supposedly being liberated. So this afternoon, we are here today to express our solidarity with those people in Afghanistan, particularly the women of Afghanistan, who are struggling for their rights despite the bombings, which continue, incidentally, even though they don't make the front pages of our newspapers, despite the brutal occupation that goes on in the south of the country, despite the fundamentalism of the warlords in the north. The Revolutionary Association of the Women of Afghanistan is the oldest women's political and social organization in Afghanistan, and they were founded in 1977, and we're very excited this evening to be joined by a member of Rawa, Zoya, whom you'll hear from later in the afternoon. It was, she has basically made a very, very long journey to be here, so I'm very excited that she's going to be with us.